Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My cat Ralphie might be kind of evil, and he's now known as Darth Ralph in our home.
Well, my cat Charlie is kind of needy, wants to be held constantly. I would consider a baby Bjorn, but then I'd be that person.
Well, people, I've discovered hard kombucha, as in kombucha with alcohol in it. This is dangerous and also a delicious path forward.
Dangerlicious. That feeling when your dog waltzes into the room just to scratch his privates and then leaves. I guess that's what dudes do.
Have such a good day. Hello, world, and welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do
Episode 149. Phew and sheesh, Sarah, we made it. It's like every week is such a feat. We've made it to the next week. It's like every week is like a hill that ultimately leads to like the top of a large mountain that is life. Good to see y'all.
It's like when the crypto people.
Who are they?
No, there are many of them. When on Twitter they say like GM, good morning. Mm-hmm. W A G M I.
Oh.
Wag me. And uh-huh. You're like, what's wag me? We're gonna make it. It's like,
oh,
okay.
That's a new
I guess we're all gonna
me.
Get really rich, but that's not actually the case in crypto these days. So what are you gonna do?
That's actually kind of a fun thing to say just on a Monday morning. Like, you guys, it's Monday, but we're gonna make it. We're going to make it through.
It is sort of, it's a mantra of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, what?
I love it.
Sure. Yeah. Let's make some cash, y'all.
So Sarah, I woke up this morning. I actually woke up my boyfriend this morning by talking in my sleep. I'm notorious for talking in my sleep. And most of my life I've done it. And apparently I said, oh, hello, what time is checkout? And it confused him so much. He was asleep and he thought, where am
like,
I?
Where are
like,
we?
Am I in a hotel? Like what?
Yeah. Oh, God.
I must have been traveling in my dreams. I mean, that's my best guess.
I am a, I don't know if we've ever talked about this before, but I have been known to sleepwalk. Mm-hmm. I don't really know if that happens when I'm alone, because if I'm alone, who, you know, tree falls in the forest, like who even knows
exactly. If
I did it or not, but I have done it before where like there's evidence of, like Sarah like went into the bathroom and like rummaged through things and I'm like, I was not
awake,
creepy.
Guys.
Yeah, but I don't know about talking in my sleep. I haven't heard anything about that recently, but I definitely will sometimes wake myself up like with like an electric jolt.
You know,
that
like
feeling where you're like,
oh yeah, you fall
like,
and you're like, or something.
Whoa, what was that?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
what
I
did
do
my
that all
body
the time.
Just do?
Yeah. It's like that stepping off a curb thing. Like when you first fall asleep, it's like,
yeah. You're like in that like
vertigo.
very, you're REM, but like barely. And like, maybe you're like, there's a tiger. Ah, you know, you're like, ah, and you wake up and you're like, whoa, what was that? What is my body doing?
I am almost positive I've told you guys this story at some point in our almost 150 episodes, that I sleptwalked when I was in high school, and I was in Lake Tahoe. We were snowboarding for the weekend, and I was staying with a friend's family. And apparently, this was like the worst evidence I ever heard about my sleepwalking, because I haven't done it as an adult. I only heard of a couple occasions that I did it as a young person.
And apparently, we've talked about this, Heather. I thought the only one.
No, definitely. And I have witnesses. And so apparently, we rented like a place, like a house in Tahoe. And apparently, in the middle of the night, I walked to my friend's parents' room and got into their bed. And
while they were
like,
it?
Yes, both the husband and wife. And they were like, Heather, what are
that's very
doing
forward
here?
Of you.
Yeah. And I completely did not remember. The next morning, she's like, do you? And she was really cheeky about it. She's like, hey, Heather, do you remember last night? And I was like oblivious. I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, well,
oh God.
Y'all, welcome to
Good
Have
Times.
Such a Good Day.
Yeah.
The show that is...
it's where we unleash our deepest, darkest memories.
I mean, think of it as kind of like cheap therapy or like therapy that won't set you back much.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
cents if you got it.
Or five, you know, whatever you got to part with. The one, there have been a couple sleepwalking episodes that I can remember, but the first one that I know of, I was a kid, I was probably, I don't know, like not even 10 years old, like mm-hmm. 8 years old or whatever. Walked into the bathroom. At the time, my mom was using this like, it was a hair gel called Dep.
I remember that.
It was around anymore. You remember Dep.
Yeah.
And you kind of just like scoop it out with your hands and, you know, kind of, you know, put a little in your hair and, you know.
Hair gel.
Make your hair look however you want. And what I had done is I put like a big dollop of it into my hair and just kind of like smeared it around and then went back to bed. So in the morning I woke up and I was like, what is on my pillow? Like, oh my God, what is this? And then my mom was like, did you get into my hair gel last night? And I was like, no, of course not. Like, why would I do that?
Mm-hmm.
But I did.
That's crazy. I don't
that's
think
exactly
we have
what I did.
Because I don't remember this story. That's yeah. hilarious.
I know.
So maybe
it's,
you created
like, so
the whole...
weird where I'm like, what subconscious thing was I trying to do at
well,
the time?
Well, maybe you like, started the trend of hair bear.
Maybe. Oh man, a friend of mine sent me some high school photos, you know, like picture day photos of myself in high school that, I mean, I've seen them. I was there. They're my photos. I haven't looked at them in a while. And I was like, oh my God, speaking of hair bears,
hair bear.
Like, what in the heck kind of like, I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know what
I
that
like
is.
When I was a sophomore, I mean, I remember going to like coronation and there's this picture of me and my best friend at the time. And I kind of did my hear like that. I wouldn't say it was full hair bear, but it was like I curled it and then I used a lot of gel on my bangs and like spiked it kind of up and that curled over. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yep. 90s
it was a
kids.
Look.
That was a look. It was. Yeah. But looking back on it, I was like, wow. I just can't believe my parents were like, yeah, you look nice, honey. Bye.
We look so
have a nice
retro
day at school for
in
picture
those pictures.
Day.
You know what I mean? It's like it's like you look at those pictures and it's like, God, it's like retro. Even like the color of the photos are like it looks like
well,
you
I
know,
had like I had
an ancient
like
artifact.
Very deep red lipstick where I'm like a sophomore in high school. Like I don't wear lipstick ever.
I'm
like,
not really.
I mean,
lipstick
besides
girl.
like lip gloss or something. Like, what was I doing? I was,
you know,
going for something.
I would like to be a lipstick person. You know, there's those people that those women who just like they swear by their lipstick. They always have red lipstick on. It looks great, you know, and they look so polished. I'm not that person.
I feel like if I put on lipstick within an hour, it's like on my teeth or has like sort of like bled out, you know, it's
just
like,
I get self-conscious.
I look like the Joker, like no, thank you.
Exactly.
It just doesn't work for me. But you know, y'all who can rock lipstick, mad power to you.
God, I have a,
what?
I have a fun memory where it was like the one time I had a friend who really wanted me to wear her lipstick. We were like out and about and it was a very red, very, very red lipstick. And I'm like, okay. I remember going in the bathroom, she put it on me and I made out with someone. And when I left in a taxi and looked, I totally forgot I had the lipstick on. you know, because I'm not used to it. And I looked like the Joker. It was very amusing. Very, very
been amusing. There. Been there, been there, my girl. Yeah, like where you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, did anybody see me?
Yeah, like look at me. Yeah, like I look insane. Well, speaking of insane, not really. We talk about the weather on the show quite often. Heather and I are in somewhat different climates, but you know, we're both in California, Northern California. So Heather
we're
gets a little bit more.
Burgeoning meteorologists.
Yeah, totally. I know you get a little bit more weather than I do, but we are now, you know, we're in the heat of May, and boy, is it hot around here.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, it's not like 100 degrees or whatever. I mean, it's going to get worse, but it's, you know, we're high 80s to the point where you're like, oh gosh.
Fire
you know?
Season early.
Cause I wear like a tank top and yoga pants as like my, you know, that's kind of my uniform every day. Mm-hmm. And there are certain days now, like just in the last few days really, where I'm like, you know, I gotta do like cut off shorts. The yoga pants are like a little too much pant, you know, a little too huggy, you know, for the weather. Unless you just want to be kind of like hot and sweaty all the time, which I do not. But we have these folks come into the Airbnb. It's another Airbnb story, everybody. who are very concerned with the pool being warm enough. And I'm like, I've said like 100 times. Well, okay, 4 times. It will be really warm here. Like the pool will be warm. The pool will not be as warm as the outside temperature because that's not how water works. But like, trust me, this is not going to be like some like freezing pool that you're jumping into. And they were sort of like, yeah, okay. But like, we're still like, we're really concerned with the heat. No, you guys, no. If anything, what you're going to do is you're going to open the pool cover. You're going to get in and be like, it's kind of hot. Can you make it cooler? Because that's what's happened to me before. So we'll see.
I mean, why are they so worried? Is it, I mean, I have to say the last couple times I was near a pool and this was in hot weather, both of the people, so it was two different houses and they're like, just to warn you, our pool is not heated. And I said, oh, no big deal. It's like 90 degrees out. And I jumped in and it was very cold. I shrieked. And it can be very shocking, and maybe that's what they're worried about, but I don't know much about pools.
I know more than I would ever like to know, Heather.
You'll probably never have a pool.
I still know very little in the grand scheme. Like, I could not be your pool technician. So nobody hire me for that. Not ready for that yet. But so the pool heat where I am, it's a large pool. It's all heated through solar panels during the summer. This is something that you turn on and off. Yeah. So like basically pipes go up to the roof of the house, the water cooks, and then the pipes send the water back to the pool. So it's, you know, it's basically on this consistent loop that heats up the pool. And, you know, if you close the cover at night, it's like, I mean, it's pretty warm.
It's got to
you know?
Be pretty warm if it's 90 degrees out.
It's pretty warm. But it's kind of hard to explain that to somebody where they're like, well, okay, but like, could we just like pay for the extra heat? And I'm like, no, it's summer. We're not doing that. You don't want that. It's
yeah.
like way too much stress for all of us. Trust me, you're gonna want the pool as is because it's still fairly heated.
I can't really imagine.
Be really hot outside.
Yeah, so. I can't really imagine having that extra layer of, you know, because I manage an Airbnb too, and you know, mine are a little simpler. Like, we don't have TVs, we don't have pools, there's no hot tub, you know, it's a bit more stripped down. You're supposed to kind of enjoy nature kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And most people are prepared for that, which is great. But I actually saw your guidebook for your Airbnb and it's quite thorough. You're right. It's
There's a lot going on.
Very detailed. Yeah.
I mean, it's a living, breathing document.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
got a lot of codes
for everything. We don't do that. We're a little more. We still have a house key. You know, we leave it on the counter. It has a little shell on it. It's definitely more of a kind of an old school experience. You know, I can appreciate both. But one of these days, maybe we'll get a hot tub or at least a sauna. I have some friends who are pushing a sauna pretty hard because they're coming up in September and they keep sending me links.
They're pushing a sauna for you
to
get for them?
Okay. It used to be, well, I mean, for me to get one, I mean, obviously it would be nice to have one, but it's more complicated than that. And originally it was a hot tub. It was sort of like a hot tub committee, like let's get Heather a hot tub up there, you know, and then we can enjoy it kind of thing. But, you know, my dad had a hot tub here for a while. It wasn't hooked up, but I remember he bought one with the idea of hooking it up, and it became more complicated because, you know, we're on well water and there's a different kind of piping system here. So it, I think he looked into it and he was like, this is just too much effort. And so I think the sauna thing, actually some of those portable saunas could be great. And I have a buddy down the street who just got one, and I think that's more doable. So I'm kind of looking into that. I don't know if that will be something I will install by September because I have a pretty big list of other things to do on your plate.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I'm a sauna fan. I don't have a sauna at my house now. In fact, I haven't been in a sauna in many years, but I used to belong to a gym, you know, a fitness gym. I had a sauna. This is back in San Francisco many years ago. And I remember, like, you know, you go into the sauna and like saunas are a little weird because it's like everybody's sweating. That's the whole point, you know, and you can only be in there for so long. And some people are like naked, and some people have towels, and some people are like some combination of the two. And I remember kind of just being like, should I just like be naked in here? Like everyone else is naked. Like no one cares if I'm naked, right? Like might be kind of fun. And it was very weird at first. And then it was kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's pretty common at spas or, you know, I guess some places do require bathing suits. But I have a friend in LA actually who they had a third bathroom that wasn't really being used. And I'm pretty impressed actually because I saw it when I was down there last. I didn't use it, but he uses... He basically, my friend made his own sauna. He turned one of his bathrooms into a sauna, and it's really cool. It's like wood paneling, you know, it looks like a very professionally built sauna, and it has the rocks where you can pour the water on it. And I'm like, I was pretty inspired. I'm like, I would like to do something like this because on like a cold and stormy night, get some infrared or I don't know, some essential oils. I don't know, whatever it is that you can do to help in the anti-aging realm, I would do.
Or and, even, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of reasons to use saunas, but like for me, it's like just to like a hyper sweat out, like while also hyper hydrating yourself. Like it totally feels really good.
It feels really good, and I would want like the hot rocks where you can, because some saunas don't have that. It's just a dry sauna. But I would want a sauna where you pour the water over the rocks and it creates the steam,
you get a little
which
steam.
Creates the sweat and, you know, the whatever, the detoxing. Anywho, so that's on my list. I mean, it's not at the bottom of the list, but it's not at the top either. So,
well, you're going to get to it eventually. I look forward to enjoying your sauna one day, Heather.
You should. I feel like, thank you. Yes, you will indeed. And I feel like it would be very amusing to like read through my to-do list. I'm not going to do that. But I think it would be very funny, actually, because my some of my lists are.
Is real weird.
Yeah. It gets weird sometimes.
Like, well, it's like, it's also like your own to-do list. I don't know if anyone else, you know, this resonates with anyone else, but like mine is in code. It's sort of like if you're going to get like groceries for yourself, it's like, you know what you mean when you say weird things.
Yeah.
And yeah, my to-do list, I actually was looking through it yesterday where I'm like, oh my God, if anyone saw this, like I sound pretty crazy, but well, I know what I mean.
I use notes like all the time on the computer and it, you know, it syncs with my phone
that's where my stuff goes to.
I mean, it's gold. Like I have years and years and years and years of just like creative ideas and lists and things. And one of them I came like often I'll just like, if I'm sort of like, I have an idle moment, sometimes I'll scroll through and look, you know, I pin certain really important ones, but I've got so many, sometimes I'll go, you know, down and see and just read what it is. It's like very amusing. Like I came across one the other day that it was like ghostwriter : 2 bullet points, nail clippings, golden tooth cap. Like what the heck?
Yeah. Like and nail clippings. First of all, that's a little weird, Heather.
No, I know what it is actually. it's actually the start of like sort of this funny, dark thing about going through my dad's drawers in his desk. Uh-huh. And anyway, we don't have to get into it, but that kind of thing where I have an idea and I don't write enough about it and I just put some keywords and then I forget the whole point of it. You know, I know that it was related to that, but I know I had a point. I just didn't write it down. Anyway, I'm a failure and I'm working on it. No, just kidding. I'm not, but, I am coming off of a pretty good weekend, Sarah. It was just like a, I don't know. It's good vibes, man. It was a really fun weekend. It was really nice weather, and it's a little bit of a blur what I did, but very, you know, nice, some nice walks, some nice food, some good laughs, you know, all the things. But got a little work done, did some projects, you know, that kind of thing. But I was sort of I've had to delve into like a slightly new aspect of the business, and I was sort of I was kind of thinking about it, and I had to kind of start writing some notes about this yesterday, which I was kind of like, it's Sunday, I don't really want to do this, but I knew I needed to kind of dive into it this week. So as we all know, I am no architect or certified interior designer, though it is definitely one of my main hobbies. As we all know, I am a TV producer. I know that we forget that sometimes, including myself, because I've kind of delved into this other career, but you know, this new life, this new career, whatever, as a proprietress, a proprietor, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know what to call myself. And I don't want to repeat myself here, but I talked last week about living kind of the island life and dealing with kind of a flaky culture.
Sure.
And, you know, that kind of thing. So this is sort of like a part two of that, because I'm basically sort of talking about how I now have to kind of cultivate new, more kind of talent. As you would kind of on a production, but this is more for this business. So it's a little different, but it's sort of the same process. I have to like find people, find out what they're good at, hire people, get their rates, you know, test them out, that kind of thing, which I would do the same thing if I were hiring a team for a production, but I have to do it on this here island that I live on.
Right.
And so I was sort of thinking about, you know, again, I'm always comparing, because this is what I have to compare to, but like just the nuts and bolts of this business I'm doing with owning houses and buildings and whatnot, and owning property or creating a video, making a TV show or whatever. There are so many similarities. And I continue to notice more and more, like there's this production term, I know you know it, Sarah, maybe some of you know it out there, but it's called polishing a turd.
Polishing a turd, I think, is pretty universal. Like, people understand, like, it's like making the most out of something that just isn't that great to begin with.
Yeah, totally. I think you're right. But it was such a prominent phrase that we use in production. But it keeps coming up because I'm creating a different product. I'm trying to make buildings and houses function properly and look pretty as much as I can with this long to-do list I have and with my budget and whatnot. And it's very similar with a production. You have a budget, you make it the prettiest turd you can make it. Hopefully it's not a turd, but you know what I'm saying. So yeah, they're similar.
The pig has beautiful lipstick.
but there is a different language. And you know, I would say the main thing I miss about being on a production is I do miss the collaboration with the people, because I feel like the people, I think back in my career, were like my weekend friends too. We were cut from the same cloth, you know? And so now being in this kind of business, it's like I have to talk to contractors and handymen and women, landscapers and people who can help you get the job done, but you have to understand the job. You know, you kind of have to know a little bit about like pipes and plumbing and, you know, landscaping and the tools. Like, I mean, we have a shed up the driveway that has, you know, lawnmowers and weed whackers and, I mean, all kinds of tools. And, you know, so just being able to speak that language is something that I've gotten better at over the last couple of years. And
anytime we have a handy person on our property who's like, hey, do you have like a Phillips head screwdriver? I'm like, yes. and I know what that is, but I'm going to panic and like bring you 7 screwdrivers.
I know, totally.
just like, I don't know, maybe like one other one will be like helpful to you.
Like, yeah, there's certain things like, and then I'll discover these new tools where I'm like on one of my to-do lists, or it's like my shopping list. It's a dandelion tool. So you know how dandelions, they're weeds basically, and mm-hmm. they have these very deep root, like they're kind of annoying because they kind of screw up the soil and they take uh-huh. over, and it's this really fun tool that like you can kind of like drink your hard kombucha and do it all day. It's so fun. You kind of, it's almost like, oh, like I talked about it, I think it's like popping a zit kind of thing. You just push it in and you pull it out, and it's like really fun. And
you get some reward out of it.
Yes, exactly. And I mean, you get the picture, but like I am collaborating on a level here. I mean, I might be more sort of on my own in a lot of ways, but I do have people that work for me. They're older, I would say, in general, if to generalize, they're older people, and they're maybe a different ilk, I would say. I might not hang out with them on the weekends when they go mushroom hunting and whatever they do, but you know, it's...
Sure, although that sounds fun too.
It does kind of sound fun, actually. That might not have been the greatest example, but you know, I'm a bit of a fish out of water. We know this, but like, I kind of like it. Like, it's like, I think I can kind of swing both ways. Like, I do miss this collaboration with like my peeps, you know, like my people that I really feel, well, like you and I mean, we doing the show helps me a lot because it's kind of like a very, very, very cathartic. Small production, but we're working together and we're trying to make, we're creating something every week. And so I find it to be kind of interesting, even though it's not what I did for trade, you know, like I learned how to be a producer. That's basically what I've done my whole career. But now I'm learning how to talk about electrical and lighting and, you know, peer and post versus slab foundations and, you know, drywall and, you know, and it's actually interesting. It's so similar to like talking about grip, you know, gear and you know, different props you might need for a set, you know, or for a shoot or whatever. Right. But I love, for me, I'm learning a lot about myself, and I'm realizing that I do really enjoy being thrown into like new and kind of unknown challenges, like adventures where I'm like, I don't know the lingo for that, but I'm going to learn it. I'm going to make it an adventure. Mm-hmm. And I'd be curious to hear from y'all out there. Are you one to kind of just dive into new challenges, or are you afraid of change? Either is okay. I'm not going to be upset if you're one or the other, but I have really, really learned that about myself, that I enjoy just being kind of thrown into something, but I have a lot of friends who don't like that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. There was over the weekend, there was some talk about, cause it was big sports weekend, and there was some talk about like, could we like mount a TV by the pool and like watch the TV by the pool?
Oh God.
And I was like,
your worst nightmare.
I'm like, I have an extra TV, which is true. and I have an extra Apple TV, like, but how do I like,
where do you prop it up? Yeah.
Yeah. And, but like, you know, like the person who brought it up was like, we don't have to do that. And don't worry about it. And I'm like, no, but I like wanna.
You wanted to figure it out.
The idea of being able to be like a hero right now. Cause I think I have all the tools in order to do that. Needless to say, it didn't happen. Doesn't matter. But yes, I know the feeling.
You're kind of like that, though. I would say maybe just off the cuff, like, because I know you pretty well, Sarah, and you like to have these little challenges that are like tech, like you want to put together something.
I like my tech challenges.
You do. I think that maybe you are better at that.
I get a lot out of like figuring out things.
Yeah, like wiring something and making it work and like.
Not soldering, really. No.
No, no, but wiring. Like I remember you, I think you and I have talked about this before, and you've done some stuff at my house where you like wiring speakers.
The speakers. And just kind of. Right. I mean, listen, audio is my jam.
Yeah, so, audio. It was an audio thing. And I remember you were really good at it. Like, you were really knowledgeable. See, I'm less so with that. I like the kind of bigger picture challenges. Like, how can we take this nebulous thing and, like, turn it into something? You know? Like, I love that.
That's actually funny. I was thinking about this recently, just this overall term in general of, like, who's, like, the, like, you know, big picture, you know, I'm above the cloud person, you know, just kind of looking down being like, here's my vision.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not saying I'm not ever that person.
Yeah.
But really, I'm a better worker bee.
Oh, totally.
I am a person who's like, what do you want me to do?
Give me a task.
Give me a task deadline. And I will do it.
Yeah.
And I won't be late. Yeah. And that's kind of, there are other people who are like, oh yeah, I don't work that way. Where I'm like, see, the whole like big picture stuff is like hard for me because I'm like, what am I doing though?
Yeah.
Like, what is the end result? That's what I want to have because it makes all of us feel better when I achieve it.
Yeah, totally. You're very good at that. Like I'm a little more, I think, I'm very deadline driven too, but I think I love the big picture thinking. And if I have to wing it and shoot from the hip on a big concept, like I could do it. But I think when it comes to like really focusing on like the details, I sometimes will wander off, I don't know, into the yard and do something
else. Yeah, and I feel like if I don't have details, then I wander off. You know, where I'm like, I don't, like, what's next?
Maybe
like,
this is tell why me we're such a good team.
I know, totally true. And this is something I've there have been times, kind of when I'm feeling a little frustrated, but like with other teams that I work for.
Sure.
And work with, you know, there are certain times where like, you know, we're kind of, you know, talking like, okay, you know, how could we change this or that? Or Sarah, what do you think? You know, and every time I'm like, tell me what to do and I will do it. That is how I am most comfortable because it's performance and results.
Yeah,
period.
Totally. Totally. And I mean, I try to do that with you because I do know that about you and you are like, just like, what exactly do you want to get done? Like write this thing or just like a task and
yes, and you give are me good a task and I'll do it.
All right. I'm going to give you some homework. I'm going to give you so many tasks. You're going to have tasks coming out of your ears.
Oh God. Well, speaking of tasks, Heather, oh my gosh. So I, last year when I was, it was actually when I was recovering from like my breast cancer surgery. So I had quite a bit of downtime. Just hanging out at my mom's, just sitting there, just wasting away, drinking tea every 5 seconds, you know, so bored, you know, had watched all the TV. And, you know, I kind of had to do that for like the better part of 6 weeks. And some of my friends who are very into cryptocurrency and had been for some time before that. And I just ignored everything, you know, I would just. We're kind of like on Slack groups and stuff where it's like, you know, I'm like, I won't even check the finance channel because they're just going to be talking about crypto all day. And, but I was so.
I kind of want to be on that channel because I'm like trying to get one started with my friends because I'm like, let's do a finance channel. And it's like, it's already died on the vine.
This finance channel, I feel like is, I mean, it's above and beyond. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. But I was kind of like, you know, after a few days of being like so bored where you're like, can't walk, can't go outside, can't do anything. Okay, what's this crypto thing all about? You know, I kind of like, you know, I was like, okay, I have very little money to play around with. I am not flush with, you know, fun gambling cash because that's what I consider this to be. But, you know, okay, you know, let's have some fun. And that was, so that was like last October 2021. And a lot of things have happened since then. And I don't have to get into like too much of like the tech conversation of it. But what we have seen as of quite recently is a huge crypto cash, crash rather, not cash, but crash. And I also got a new iPhone recently. So there are a couple of like crypto wallets that I would log into that like I'm now locked out of and I don't really understand why because, you know, the whole iCloud thing didn't carry over certain permissions. And so I'm like, okay, so I can't get into my wallet, but there's also probably no money really in there anymore because everything is crashed. And what a shit show. I don't really, like, I don't really know where we are at this point. Like, I'm not like, if I was someone who was like, put in $50,000 into, you know, this particular currency, and, you know, now I'm locked out of my wallet, I'd be much more upset. That is not what we're talking about. We are talking about chump change here, people. But it's still like, it's just a mess. And even people that I, you know, because I have friends who actually kind of do this for a living, and they're like, oh, it's a mess. You know, pulling money out of stuff, putting it back in bonds, you know, getting old school about it. And and your mileage may vary. So, I mean, this certainly is, you know, don't take anything I say as advice, because what do I know? But yeah, what a mess. And I still have to like kind of figure out how to get into some of these wallets, and I'll figure it out eventually, but it's just not my top priority. But like, this feels to me like going to Vegas and being like, I have $1,000 and I'm willing to blow it all, because that is not me. If I go to Vegas with $1,000, I want to have a nice dinner and buy some shoes. Like, I do not want to blow it all. Like, that is not fun. That's not fun to me. So this is not a little bit of the same situation as that. Even though I was kind of like, you know, last October I was a little maybe not in my right mind for a variety of reasons. So here I am at my mom's house, cryptocurrency. That's going to be my new thing. Everybody else is getting rich, and did not work out that way.
So you don't feel like with this whole thing we were just talking about, the way you like to tinker with like a project, and you're really good at like setting up an audio system at your house. So you don't find like learning about crypto currency or something like that works the same way for you, for like your mind. Like you don't
it does.
Into it. It does.
It definitely does. I mean, it did, you know, where I was like, because I ignored a lot of it for some time. I mean, besides the fact that I have to talk about this, you know, for my job, I have to know what's going on, but I wasn't participating. But once I did, I was like, here we go. Totally. Yeah, this is gambling. It's just I don't like gambling. I'm just not a gambler.
It really
I'm not a gambler by nature.
Yeah. No. It's like, I'm not a gambler either, like at all. Like I'm really not. And I really want to know about some of this stuff. Like I want to be better about the investing stuff. I want to be more knowledgeable, but I don't want to do it in that sense. I want to be a smart investor. You know, I want to be smart with my money, but I don't want to just do, I don't know enough to even talk about it, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I got a new shiny iPhone. It's lovely. Haven't dropped it yet. Although, speaking of weird dreams, I'm now having a new stress dream where I drop my new phone and I shatter it. And then I wake up and I'm like, I didn't shatter it. It's like, come on, Sarah.
It's like a teeth grinding
like,
thing.
Can we ever have nice things?
Break your teeth.
Same idea, right? It's like I'm just like constantly worried. Like,
same idea.
Isn't the back of my phone shattered because I dropped it? No, that was a dream. Sheesh. Wake up, Sarah. But anyway, yeah. So, you know, I don't know. The struggle continues.
I love it. You know, I've been having most of my dreams lately. They have been kind of themed, but a lot of them take place in Eastern Europe. And the war is not happening, though. It's like, why am I in Eastern Europe? I don't know. Maybe it's just on my mind, but I know that I'm there. And in fact, I knew that I was in Czechoslovakia of all places because I had been there. And I knew what Prague looked like. And so I was like, I knew I was there in my dream. But there's been a bunch of other dreams where I knew I was in kind of a nondescript Eastern Europe town because of like the language and stuff, like on the awnings, on the shops and stuff. And I was always lugging stuff. Like I had too much stuff and I was by myself and I was like trying to figure out, okay, how do I get this on the train or on the whatever? Almost like herding cats and like dragging your own baggage is like a metaphor for like baggage or something. I don't know. But the Eastern Europe thing is interesting. I mean, for that to be so specific is a little odd. But, you know, who knows what's going on upstairs?
A lot of odd things. A lot of odd things about dreams.
Lots of
but
odd.
Yes, go on, Heather, please.
Yeah, well, you know me pretty well, and you know me as I've always been kind of a hyperactive kind of person. I mean, not your most hyperactive, but as a kid, I definitely was. I was very sporty. I was playing all the sports. I was running around like, jumping and hitting things with my hand and just like, you know, I had a lot of energy. Always doing a lot, moving fast. A lot of people even today say when I...
hitting so many things with her hands.
Well, you know, like just, there was a game that we used to folks. Play. High five here and there. Yeah. No. Let me explain. So when in Los Gatos, when I was growing up and I was, you know, I was a younger than a teenager, there was this game that me and my friends would play where, you know, we'd be walking downtown and we would jump up to hit awnings, you know, and see who could, you know, some of them I could touch and some of them I couldn't. And it was sort of like that game where he's like, you know, you don't touch the cracks in the sidewalk because it's
break your mother's back.
It's like, it's just silly games like that.
Just stupid stuff. Yeah.
I don't do that now. That would be weird. But yeah, I've always been kind of doing a lot. I move fast. I'm trying to accomplish a lot of things. And, you know, I get a variety of feedback from people, you know, saying like, if I'm talking about something and I'm like kicking myself because I didn't write that book or whatever, you know, they're always like, I do get a lot of feedback from people. They're like, you do a lot. Like, just be assured. Like, you're very accomplished. You do a lot of things. But see,
yeah.
I tend to compare myself to people who are more accomplished than me. And so that's my bar, you know? So then I go, I didn't write this weekend. I didn't do anything. But anyway, I have been told, you know, a lot of times in my life from varying people to kind of slow down. Or like maybe like, have you tried meditating? You know, because I have a lot of thoughts, I have a lot of ideas, blah, 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 blah. You know, I've tried.
I don't mean to laugh, by the way. I just, you know, I love how someone's like, maybe you should meditate. You have a lot of energy.
I guess they never said it like that. It was more like, hey, you know, like whatever conversation it was like, yeah, I just have so many ideas and I can't get them all out of my head. And, you know, like it was something more specific.
It was supposed to be constructive.
It wasn't like I was like Tasmanian devil, like Heather, calm the F down. Yeah, no, it wasn't like that.
Stop yelling and running.
It wasn't like a manic episode or something. But like I've tried the Headspace and I have, it was funny because it kind of triggered this morning because you know how you add an app, like I got like some deal. It was like through Amex or American Express. It was like the Calm app. So there's all these meditation apps. So I added the Calm app. I had like a free year. And this is years ago. I mean, probably more than 2 years ago. And so I used it for a while. I like stuff like that. I do. I get into it and then I kind of forget and I get on to other stuff. And, you know, it's not that I'm against it. I just... Sometimes in the morning, I just kind of want to get up and go and I want to get stuff done and I want to start my day. And so every morning though, for like 2 to 5, maybe longer years, I never turned off that Calm app reminder because you can set reminders. And the reminder says every morning at 8 a.m., it's like, bing, mindfulness reminder to pause, breathe, et cetera.
I get it on my Apple Watch and I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah,
totally. Like, do you know how busy I am right now?
It's like, and I'm like, why don't I just turn it off? Because I never do it. I'm never like, oh, thanks for the reminder. Let me sit down and meditate. Let me cross my legs. Like, it's I've avoided it from the day that I said it. Which I think is funny, but I won't take it off.
Over the next 10 minutes, I could just be really zen. Cool. Thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, it's actually super annoying. I should turn it off, but it is a friendly reminder.
I actually know quite a few folks who are in the mindfulness biz, I guess, would be a way to describe it. You know, some, like, you know, heavy meditation or... What's the new thing where people skip meals and say that it's part of intermittent fasting, where I'm like, skipping meals?
Not my thing.
Horrible.
Sounds awful.
But yeah, like, okay, you just not skip breakfast, but call it mindfulness. That's fine. But there, you know, there are all sorts of things that people do where I'm like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I just am saying that my life is not ready for this.
And if you achieve enlightenment from fasting,
great.
More enlightenment for you.
Excellent. I'm going to eat. There have just been too many times where I'm like, so explain to me how it works. And I'm like, so you skip breakfast. And they're like, well, no, there's like way more to it. Than I'm like, sounds like you're skipping breakfast.
Yeah.
You skipped a meal. And that's fine. That's fine. I just, if I don't eat breakfast.
You do.
I'm a monster.
Me too. And so with the so there's been a variety of these themes that have gone throughout my life that, you know, I know I have a lot going on. I like to do a lot of things. I like to get my day started, as I said. And I had a brunch with a friend this weekend who, she's so sweet. She's quite spiritual. And she's just like, you know, you really need to make, she's always reminding me, take time for yourself. It's okay that, you know, I was talking about, yeah, I might've been talking about the writing the book thing or whatever little project that I, you know, I'm obsessed about achieving before I die. But like, she's like, just give yourself the time, the space this year to just relax. It's okay if you just read a book and like, you know, and it's like, I know I do, you know, I do. I play my Wordle. I do my crosswords. I mean, I totally
some
have
meditative
chill time.
Things for sure.
I do for sure. 100%. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of like calm time for sure. But you know, with most things like in the internet age, someone has created like a cool new term for like slowing down or whatever it is, like some new meditation idea. Uh-huh. And so I came across this tweet, this woman, she goes by Robin_Quill, Robin with a Y. She supposedly is the one who popularized this term called slow maxing. And this is with two X's.
Maximizing being slow.
Maximizing being slow, which I think is really clever. I really like it. And so
it's like chillaxing, but with more purpose.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And so her definition, and this is kind of, I'm quoting here. So she basically says, you need to be slow maxing. You need to be reading long, fat books. You need to be making 48-hour chocolate chip cookies. You need to spend hours watching wildlife. You need to spend 15 minutes making your coffee. You need to breathe in and breathe out. You need to be slow with a lot of W's.
I think, first of all, 15 minutes for coffee, I don't think so, my girl. No, but no. Otherwise, I get the point.
Yeah,
I get the point of like, enjoy the process of things that don't always happen immediately and like feel good about yourself, you know, for having been a participant.
Exactly. It's like and this is kind of my roundabout point here is that I notice when I'm like trying to achieve so much in a day and I, you know, I have that feeling I get up in the morning, I'm like, oh, I got to brush my teeth. I got to wash my face. I got to make my coffee. I got to blah, blah, blah. Check my email. And I'm like, oftentimes I'm not in the moment because I'm trying to rush to get to my Wordle or to
the
rush
next moment.
To get to the next moment. Yeah. And that's like the whole point is to enjoy the mundane because that's the way you start appreciating, you know, life in a different way. It's like more gratitude, less anxiety. And I was, you know, you and I talk about this a lot. I mean, on, you know, offline and on the show, but you know, in the morning, because the days go by faster, because we're older, we have more time behind us. It feels like more of this, like kind of, you know, kind of a grind in a way, because you have these rituals now, like you're older, you know what you need to do in the morning and in the evening to go to bed. And so I get up in the morning and I'm like, all I think about is making my cappuccino, which takes me probably 5 minutes. It's, you know, I have a pretty good espresso machine. There's days when I'm like really rushing through it. I'm like, I don't want, because there's a step-by-step process.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like trying to maximize everything. It's like, it's just like, I keep thinking it's going to get me closer to meeting my goals and my life satisfaction, but I don't agree. And I wanted to mention a quote from a very wise monk that I remember reading in my college Buddhism class, because it just takes you all the way back to the basics of just getting into the moment of these tiny little rituals, you know, because they're daily rituals. So he says, if while washing dishes, we think only of the cup of tea that awaits us, thus hurrying to get the dishes out of the way as if they were a nuisance, then we are not washing the dishes to wash the dishes. What's more, we are not alive during the time we are washing the dishes. And it's like, God, that makes so much sense. You know, this is a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Vietnamese monk, but I used to read his books and everything. And it's like, they all make it sound so easy, this stuff, but I find it to be challenging.
You're right. I mean, everything
about
what
you're
saying is...
It's not even just the coffee thing. Yeah.
It's
everything.
It's
brushing
like,
your teeth,
it's all
washing
relative.
Your hair. Yeah,
exactly. In fact, you know, it's so funny. Last night I was like, it was late. I wanted to take a shower before I went to bed, but I didn't want to wash my hair and I didn't have to, you know, because I'd washed it recently. I don't wash it every day. And, you know, I was like, okay, shower, just do it. You don't have to wash your hair. Because that's like another, you know, 10 minutes,
it's a thing.
You know, that I'm, you know, not that it's like unpleasant, but it's just like, sometimes you're just like, I just want like the easiest path here.
Totally.
So yeah, like the reminder that like washing the dishes can be meditative,
it can be.
Like other things are, instead of something that you just have to do and hate in order to like get to the next
thing. Yeah, you have
to
remind yourself of that. I think that's my point, is like, I have to really consciously remind myself, like, dude, why are you in such a rush? I think that I am definitely someone who was in a culture of rushing. A lot of us are, city life, you know, trying to be productive. And I think it's something that you really have to practice, this slow maxing.
It's true. I talk about this with people all the time, where it's like, I love reading fiction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nonfiction too, you know, sometimes, but I love fiction. Mm-hmm. And it's hard for me to get through a novel these days.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel guilty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I sit down and I'm like, comfy, and like, okay, I'll read like for an hour.
Yeah.
And the whole time, you know, I'm like, well, but like, what else should I actually be doing that's like more productive than this? Even though it's productive for me, and like just like brain power. Like, it's like, there is no sort of, you know, this is the only way to be productive. I mean, sure, if house is on fire, I got to deal with that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, there are lots of things that I think that, at least for me, I will rob myself from, because I'm like, it's not helping anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only for me.
Yeah.
It's too self-indulgent.
Totally.
But if I'm not happy, then I'm not helping anybody anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not like figure out what makes you happy and give yourself those little indulgences?
I agree. I actually, we learned so much today, Sarah.
We did. We really did. And by the way, if anyone's kind of like either nodding your head and saying like, yeah,
or no,
you guys are
nodding
onto something, or like, no, you're very far off and here's why. We would like to hear from you either way. hi@havesuchagoodday.com is where to send an email to give us comments, feedback, questions, ideas for future shows. All of the things.
Mm-hmm.
A reminder that we are directly supported by our patrons. If you're not already a patron and you'd like to directly support the show, get a little perk here and there for being a patron, please do go to patreon.com/havesuchaday to find out more about how to do that.
Yeah, and maybe I'm gonna try out this 48-hour cookie recipe, which I gotta look into this, because
sounds like a really long recipe. Oh my God, I don't even bake bread for 48
hours.
It's
funny too, because you know, in cooking you can say the same thing, like slow max it, like marinating, and there's so many things you can do that, you know, come out in the end like a better product if you just take your time and, like, you know, get up in the morning and know like what you're going to marinate for dinner. It's like, I guess I'm just not that much of a planner.
It's hard to look ahead.
It is.
You know, I guess one example of this that I do really well is my overnight oats.
Oh yeah. There,
like,
you go. That's a good example.
Like oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you gotta soak them. And you have to soak them for like, I mean, you could go like 8 hours, but 12 is better.
Mm-hmm.
You basically like make them, you know, put whatever you want into that, you know, milk, cinnamon, blueberries, sugar, whatever it is that you want to, you know, make your oats into. And then you have to just like put them in the fridge, forget about it, and then deal with it the next day.
Yeah.
That is something where I'm like, and it's not good. Like, you can't do it if you're just like,
that's
I'm
why
in
they're
the
called
right
overnight
the
oats.
Exactly. Like, you just have to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You have to do that with like various marinades, where it's like, you can marinate something at the last minute and, like, you know, it's better than nothing, but like, it's much better if you like soak it for a while.
Oh yeah, totally.
So,
but I'm not about
just,
to like
just to throw out something.
Yeah, I mean, I think once you get used to the routine, it's fine, but like, I'm not about to like you know, get up and make celery juice and then make a coffee and then make oatmeal. And then, you know, it's like, I know people who do that, who like juice, you know, go out to the garden and get like, you know, juice. And I'm like, that's amazing. Like, make some juice for me, because I'm not about to like make a fresh juice.
I'm just going to eat a salad and be like, that's
call
my
it a
juice.
Day.
Yeah. There's so many times where I'm like, this is actually not bad, but like, why don't you just eat a salad?
Yeah.
Like a salad to me is a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, but to each their own. Anyway, we digress.
We do.
We could not do the show without you. We're so glad to have you with us. Episode 149 in
the
can.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, jinx. I know, jinx. Give me a cup. I don't want a cup.
I don't either.
give me a butch craft.
Yeah, butch craft.
How about that? Show me butch craft. And we'll be back doing it again with episode 150
wow.
next week, which, you know, I don't know what that means, but it kind of feels significant.
I think it does. I think we need
a
to drink
centennial
a
of
craft.
Some kind. It's not really a centennial, but, you know, a half centennial.
Yeah, I think we bring a booch craft. It's bring your own booch craft day.
All right. Let's do it. Unless we record on Monday yeah. morning, in which case, no.
Let's not record on Monday morning. Please help me.
Yeah.
God.
We'll work it out. But anyway, thank you. Thank you to all for listening, for being with us. We love you so much. We hope you have... Yes. And to all a good night. Yes. Christmas or otherwise.
I will be Heather until next
yes,
time we talk.
Yes, you will.
I will remain
and
Heather.
And I will remain Sarah.
Have such a good day.
Have such a good day.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.